From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Trump administration officials say that the U.S. president is optimistic about a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, although North Korea is said to have not followed up on a plan to make that happen. Still, National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster told reporters Monday that he informed the U.N. Security Council that progress is being made.
We may be able to pursue a diplomatic solution to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. So we're determined to pursue that course. And we had the opportunity to talk with the UN Security Council permanent representatives today and to communicate our common intention to keep up the campaign of maximum pressure.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, on a visit to Nigeria, said that the U.S. expects to hear something directly from North Korea, but he seemed unconcerned that there has been no immediate public response to Mr. Trump's acceptance of Kim's invitation for a face-to-face meeting over possible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and other issues. Police in Austin, Texas, say that three package bombs left outside the homes of two African Americans and an elderly Hispanic woman are linked. One of the bombs killed a 17-year-old boy Monday, while a second one wounded a 75-year-old woman. Another booby-trapped package killed a 39-year-old African-American man on March 2nd. Federal investigators are helping police. A spokesman said that in all the cases, the victims found the packages just outside their front doors, brought them inside, and the bombs then blew up. Nepal officials are combing through the wreckage of a passenger plane from Bangladesh that has crashed and burst into flames as it was landing at Kathmandu Airport. That killed at least 40 people. This is VOA News.